This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is off on vacation for a week. She is off. She's going camping.
Yes.
And I just got back from camping. In fact, I talked to her on like Friday and she's like, hey, can I borrow some gear? And I was like, and I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, but all my gear is like for a family. I have like a 12-person tent.
Sure.
I was like, and I have a cooler that could hold your food and rations for a month.
Well, I told her, I was like, Carson definitely has a Yeti cooler. You need to go grab that from him.
Yeah. Well, I told her, I was like, yeah, you can have it. Then as I started thinking about it, like, it's too much.
It's too big?
You can't carry it anywhere. It doesn't fit anywhere. I have to have a special thing on the back of my truck to be able to put it on there. I know this is stupid, but I'm stupid. What can I say?
It works for you, though.
It does. All right, so anyway, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right, yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing, nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, we're gonna start first with a single mom in LA. She lost her job because of the pandemic. She only had $12 to her name. So she decided to invest it in her 8-year-old son's idea to start a business selling plants. It's called Aaron's Garden, and business is booming. After he blew up on Instagram, someone started a GoFundMe page that's raised over $25,000.
Wow.
For Aaron's Garden, which is awesome. Two frontline nurses in Miami lost their apartment in a fire late last month, but then a teenager with a nonprofit called Helping Hands saw their story, found them a new place to live, and covered their rent for the first 3 months. I don't know if you saw this story. This was a local story. I saw it in the news the other night. This woman was going into to the convenience store, and she found a dollar on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to buy a scratchy with the buck. She won $100. She had no money in her bank, and instead of putting the money in her bank, she decided to donate all of the money to some friends and family around her. She kept none of it. Which just thought was, you know,
unbelievable.
Pretty spectacular.
I don't know why in my head I thought you were going to say she bought more scratchies with the $100.
Me too. I thought the exact same thing.
And then like that scene from more. Vegas Vacation. I put a quarter in. I want a car. Like, so I thought that was just going to keep going.
Yeah, it didn't. A new cheap ventilator just got approved by the FDA this month. And one of the people who made it happens to be Avi Gupta, last year's winner of the Jeopardy Teen Tournament.
You're kidding me.
I am not. Speaking of donating money, Bill and Melinda Gates announced that they're donating $150 billion to make the coronavirus vaccine more affordable in poorer countries around the world. It'll bring the cost down to as little as $3 a dose in 92 countries.
Wow.
They're unbelievable.
They have $150 billion left to give away.
Yeah.
I thought
Oh, yeah.
They gave it all away.
All the TikTokers are going, spend some money on us.
Yeah, right.
There's a single mom who works as a nurse in Georgia. She has been borrowing her son's car to get to work, but knew she needed another one when he went back to school. Now she doesn't have to worry about it after an auto body shop heard the story and gave her a new car for free, which I think is really cool. What do we have for some audio here, Dan, this morning?
Oh, well, I know you guys both like country.
Yes.
And this is particularly Annie loves the band Old Dominion.
Okay.
Well, on Friday, they released something called a Meow Mix, which is their lead singer, Matthew Ramsey, singing all of their hit songs, just using the word meow instead of lyrics.
Stop.
Meow, 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 meow,
still a banger.
They were so good with Kenny.
So I don't know how bored you are during quarantine, but you're not that bored.
If I could even go to a concert and listen to that, Dan, I would. I'd pay to go see that. I don't
meow,
even
meow,
care.
Meow, 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 meow,
the
meow,
new
Meow
Mix commercial is going to be fire.
We used to do a game back in the day, and I don't remember what we called it. It was like the wah-wah game, and Kennedy would sing songs, and she would just go, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Like the teacher from Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Yes. And you'd have to try and figure out what the song was. I love that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is off enjoying her vacation. She'll be back next week. I am back. And normally here we would talk about what we did over the weekend, but to be honest with you, we talked about it briefly off the air, and none of us did anything exciting this weekend. And I want to dig into the story from Charlie Baker, the announcement that was made on Friday regarding the rollback of the next phase, because I think this is important to talk about. So this is from Boston.com. Nick DaCosta Clippa wrote this article for them, and it says, Charlie Baker announces new gathering and restaurant rules amid a COVID-19 uptick. Now, when I first heard the story, I was like, uh-oh, here we go, right?
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Everything's shutting back down.
But it went from like 1.7% to 2.3%.
Yes.
So it was pretty minuscule what it was. But essentially, it's rolling back the number from 100 people being at a gathering to 50 people being at a gathering. My wife had a small birthday party for me while I was gone on vacation. And I'd say we probably had maybe 15 or 20 people. And everybody wore masks. And
That's
I was
awesome.
Kind of surprised by it. In fact, I didn't want to wear a mask because I wanted to drink my dad beer.
Right.
You know, which is kind of hard to do. But everybody kind of stayed socially distant.
Yeah.
It was awkward. We were kind of taking over the street and everything because, you know, you don't have a lot of space.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
Just had to watch out for cars. But I guess what he's saying is if you're already open, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to change any of the rules for restaurants that are already doing their thing or whatever. But as far as some of the new things that are happening, he's like, no, it's not going to happen. We have to be safer about it.
He said one of the things, too, is if you are out at a restaurant and you're drinking, you have to order food, which I think is so good because, I mean, I thought a lot of places were already doing this. I know a lot of people are enforcing that hour and a half rule time limit. But if you are going out to a restaurant and you're just sitting there only
is that what people are doing?
Yeah. Order food.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you're just saying like a group of young people that want to go out because the bars are closed, they're going to go to a restaurant and sit there and drink for 2 hours.
Well, you know how even Andrew Cuomo was saying in New York City, a lot of the bars are getting away with it because they'll have like chips or something on the menu.
Cheese sticks.
But they'll be charging like $50 for a bag of chips. So you don't necessarily have to buy it. You can just sit there and drink. That's how some of the places are getting away with it. But if you're going out to a restaurant, try to support, you know, the actual restaurant. Support the servers.
Right.
Order food if you're going to sit there.
We're the worst.
Human beings will find a loophole in everything. It's true, but...
So officials say phase 4, which includes bars, nightclubs, amusement parks, and large arenas, will not begin until there is an effective treatment or vaccine for COVID-19. This does not affect movie theaters, which I guess can open at some time in the near future. But all these new guidelines start tomorrow. My family went out to eat for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of close to everybody. It was 6 feet, but I wanted to measure. So I was like, man, it feels like 5 feet.
You're going to bring a tape measure into the restaurant?
I'm going to be that guy.
You're like, sir, please leave.
I'm bringing a stick with me. He also said they're trying to ramp up enforcement of the new and existing rules. So for the first time, the administration is giving state and local police the enforcement authority. So previously, local health and inspection officials had been tasked with enforcing the rules. But now police will be able to enforce this.
Wow.
So I don't, you know.
That's big.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people, even with the travel restrictions and all of these things, some people get confusing. I think some information gets muddled in the mix.
Right,
and
right.
to actually be able to enforce it
right.
will be important.
So he says the new order will limit outdoor gatherings to no more than 50 people or 25% of a facility's maximum legal occupancy. It requires attendees to maintain at least 6 feet from members of other households. The social distancing requirement applies both to indoor and outdoor gatherings, unless it's not reasonably possible. Political demonstrations. That's been a big hot topic, right?
Yep.
What about all these people going on and demonstrating? Is that okay?
Yep.
Yes, that is okay. Religious activities. Businesses that have been open are exempt from the order. And again, all of this goes into effect tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just be aware of it. If you were planning on a big gathering with 100 people, you can't do it. It's got to be 50 people or less.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people, even like a wedding ceremony or like a baby shower or something like that, you have to take it into consideration.
Well, you know, Labor Day's coming.
Sure.
You having a big party at the house. I know Dan, the pool's there.
Yep.
All the family's coming over.
I'm going camping on Labor Day this year.
Are you?
Pulling to Kennedy, yeah.
Oh,
love it.
Where are you going?
Someplace like Minuteman National Campgrounds.
Huh.
Yeah.
Which state? In Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's in like Littleton or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
I have no idea how to camp, so that'll be fun.
Oh, I got all the gear. How many people are going?
Seven of us.
Oh, I definitely got all the gear. I got an 8-person tent.
There
it's all
go.
Yours.
Oh, no, the tent's going to be me and my girlfriend. The rest of them can...
You can figure it out for yourself.
I have a 2-room tent, Dan.
Ooh.
Yeah, it has a partition.
You can have a lounge.
A 2-room tent? I didn't even know those existed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is really weird. Real quick, before we get to the dirty, the Springfield, Illinois School District has a dress code for students who are doing remote learning. And there's a lot of parents that are pissed. The handbook now says the kids are not allowed to wear pajamas while doing their classes online at home. Some parents are upset, saying the district shouldn't be telling them what they can and can't do in their own homes. One parent says, I made the decision for my kid to be at home, and I don't really see how any district can come in and say that my kid can or cannot wear in my house. I don't think they have any right to say what happens in my house. I think they have enough to worry about as opposed to what the kids are wearing. They need to make sure they're getting educated, and I completely disagree with this parent. I think it is important for the kid to get up, to still do the things that the kid normally does when it goes off to school. It is important for the kid to get up and take the shower and brush the teeth and eat the breakfast and do all of the things that they normally do, including getting dressed for school.
Sure.
Even when I, like...
I think it's different. I have friends who go on conference calls on Zoom for work and they're wearing shorts underneath the table because no one can see them.
Well, that's... I get that.
It's just what we're doing in 2020.
Those are adults, and I'm not going to lie. The first couple of days that we were doing the show from the house, I was in the pajamas. I was like, well, this is awesome. But then after a couple of days, I was like, I at least want to put on... Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to get up and take my shower and have my normal routine.
It's just a mindset. Once you're in those clothes and everything, you're going to perform better.
Exactly. Like, hey, I know we're not going anywhere, but I can at least get dressed to look like I'm going nowhere.
They're going to do pants checks on Zoom? Like, how's this going to work?
Yeah, right?
Hey, little Tommy, let me see your shorts. What are you wearing?
Stand
there,
up
kid?
And twirl real quick.
Like, no, can't do that.
No thanks, Mr. Erickson.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So like Carson said, Kennedy is out all week, so you are stuck with me. We'll start with Katy Perry. So the mama-to-be, she's opening up about how motherhood has helped her find her resiliency. She said in the past she could not picture becoming a mother, and here's what that sounded like.
I'm just so grateful that, you know, the music is coming, and grateful that I went through whatever I went through to get here, and finding the gratitude in this pain has been a real journey, but it's been great. I mean, the outcome is worth it.
She said, I was really terrified of the idea 2 or 3 years ago. She said, I just don't know how I'm ever going to do that. That's crazy. I can barely take care of myself. She also said, I get to live life and I get to bring life into the world. And I know during your interview with her, she talked a lot about that, how a couple years ago she was in a really, really dark place. And how can you ever picture bringing a kid into the world when you're in that spot yourself? And it's just so nice to see her kind of come out the other side. She's also doing these things called Smile Sundays, where she's live streaming different things from the album because it got postponed, the release date. So
oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she announced that when you were off of vacation, then she's just postponed it a little bit. So she previewed two songs off the upcoming album, and fans also got to see her fiancé, Orlando Bloom. He popped in, he said, hello, internet, and then he wiped lipstick off of her teeth.
I was,
what a guy.
I thought for sure when I did that interview that he was going to pop in. I was like, come on, Orlando. Come on, Legolas. Let's go.
I just love that she's sitting in a room, you know, previewing these songs, talking to her fans.
Right.
And it's kind of like when your parent comes into, like, the kid's classroom video or whatever. Orlando's right. Just like, hey, guys, what's up? Katie, you got something on your teeth.
A little schmutz.
You got a little something
she's
there.
She's in such a good place. I love this.
It's
you
awesome.
Can just see.
Well, absolutely.
And that's the thing, and I've said this, about having a kid, as much of a pain as it can be, that you start to realize in your life that you're, and I love to be the focus of life.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It takes the focus off of you.
Unconditional
and
love.
And you, it changes, right? It changes.
100%,
so
yes.
So it's good. I'm happy for
her. She's
that smile
be,
song is everywhere, though.
It's so
it's
good.
In every commercial, I swear.
Well,
every,
it should be.
Every time I turn on the TV, there's that song
I was
again.
In a full-out conversation with my mom, and that the Target commercial came on. And I was like, yeah, I'm thank you. I just started singing it. She's like, what?
What are you doing?
So she's going to be doing Smile Sundays until either the album drops or the baby's born. So whichever comes first.
I dropped the ball and I dropped a baby.
Drop an album, drop a baby, but I never dropped the ball. Exactly.
Is.
All right, let's move on to Carol Baskin. She is not happy with Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. I can't believe these three people are in one story together. But so if you missed it last Friday, the two female rappers dropped a video for their new song, and it features Exotic Cats in the music video.
What's the name of the song again?
It's called WAP.
And we can't play it.
I'm not going to tell you what it stands for.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what it means. Oh. What it means. Is it... So is it, do the three letters mean something else?
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym.
Well, I know what the P is, I think.
Well, we'll talk.
Because I watched the video.
We'll talk.
That should be. Seriously. How is that on YouTube? How
I
do
mean,
they?
There's way worse things.
No,
on
there's
YouTube.
Not.
Yes, there is.
No, that
yes,
is it.
Yes, there is. That Nicki Minaj's Anaconda video is pretty similar.
This is an adult film on YouTube, is what this is.
Even the radio edit's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot.
And now I need to know what the... I don't think I want to know.
No,
never mind.
If you use your noggin for 30 seconds, you should be able to put it together.
W-O-P.
No, a. W-A-P.
W-A-P? I don't know. I really don't, Dan, and I'm thinking.
So Carol
I'll tell you off the air.
Carol Baskin has some stern words for the lady. She's saying, the worst part of this new music video is the way it glamorizes rich folk for keeping tigers as pets. She said she's glad the cats likely weren't really in the room with Cardi and Megan, only photoshopped in, but posing wild animals in front of green screens and using them in productions is unnatural and confusing.
Oh, well, the worst part is the lyrics. That song is not good.
The worst part is the song is actually bad. But I just love the
I know, and you love both of them, too.
I do. And I love the... I mean, I think it's funny. I think that the video is... I think the
Was that Kylie Jenner that rolled through that video?
Yep. I think the whole...
Why? It just seemed weird. Like, all of a sudden...
There's a whole thing.
In the last 60 seconds, here comes Kylie Jenner just walking through the video. Seemed like she walked onto the wrong set. It was like...
There's a whole thing. Well, I'll explain it to you off the air. I don't know if I can really explain it here, but... Yeah, Kylie Jenner made a cameo, but I just love that Carol Baskin was like, excuse me, ladies. Like, yeah. They probably saw this and were like, huh? The Tiger King lady?
She's fighting with two rappers, but she's the only one that's got a body.
Oh.
And you know what, though? It's wild. I agree with Carol Baskin's. Like, let's not glorify animals and rich people, right?
I just don't think it's that.
I don't think it's that deep
it's
either.
It's not that deep. It's just not
We don't need any animals in videos.
But people have done it for a while. I mean, it is what it is.
And they're even photoshopping them in. They're not even mistreating them.
And why wasn't Joe Exotic photoshopped in the video?
That's what we really needed.
That's what we needed. Him riding one of the tigers with rainbows coming out of the tiger's butt.
You know, sometimes in rap songs, they'll start with like somebody that's locked up. Will do like, you have a call from Fulton County Prison.
And yes.
It should be Joe Exotic on the line.
Right. Yes, Dan.
Carol Baskin says you can't have big cats.
I'm going to get COVID in prison. Get me out of here.
In something locally that happened yesterday, this has been going on for a while. So Globe reporters, editors, photographers, other staffers, they held a socially distant rally yesterday at Fenway. They called it hashtag fairness at Fenway. So they held this rally to demand that the Red Sox and Globe owner John Henry provide a fair contract to the nearly 300 employees in the Boston Newspapers Guild. So they... their last contract expired at the end of 2018.
They've been working without a contract.
2 years they've been fighting for this. So the union, they're seeking to retain seniority protections and prevent workers from being fired without just cause, among a lot of other issues.
Right.
The interesting thing is the other people that are throwing their support behind the Newspapers Guild. So the NFL Players Association throwing their full support behind the Globe workers. So the executive director, his name is Damari Smith. He said, "We are thrilled to support the members of the press who exist for the sole reason of telling important and true stories that make our country stronger and better by holding those in power accountable. We support their desire to work as a team and will help in any way we can." And I saw a lot of them saying, you know, digital subscriptions are up so much because they're putting out so much information about the pandemic, about everything going on
in our
world.
They're doing great reporting.
Exactly. And the fact that they're still working without a contract is so difficult.
Listen, I was on that train for a while. Like, who needs newspapers anymore? And I read the paper now every day.
Sure.
And I realized what an ignorant thing that was to think back then.
Mm-hmm.
We need newspapers. We need these reporters. And I think what's interesting about this is, like you said, Major League Baseball. So essentially, the players are saying that the owner of the Globe is a horrible boss and needs to straighten it out. And the owner of the Globe is also the owner of the Red Sox. So the players on the Red Sox have signed on and said, John Henry is a horrible boss.
Yeah, it's just...
like, that is, like, it's just interesting.
And I saw a lot of tweets yesterday from the rally. Everyone's wearing masks. They said, you know, fair contract on the masks.
Right.
Held a socially distant rally. So if you want to go see some of those pictures and
support
read up
those Globe
more
workers, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a pretty messy situation, but 2 years without a contract is just crazy to me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is actually off this week. She is vacationing. She's camping up in Maine. I am back after 2 weeks off, and thank you to you guys for covering and handling and running and nothing burned down, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Barely we made it out.
The building is still here, which is good. And it was funny. I saw somebody put this, I think it was on Facebook, and somebody actually said it to me. They're like, "Hey, are you going to have to quarantine when you go back to work?" I'm like, "I ain't go anywhere."
No.
Like, I went nowhere. I went to the Cape.
You were the Charlestown vacation expert.
Oh, man. We were, the garage beaches were fire for 2 weeks. I mean, we are just, my garage looks like the storage shed at the YMCA summer camp right now.
Like, it's amazing.
Old golf club sets, cornhole boards, grills, coolers, bikes, tennis rackets, paddle balls.
You had your own summer camp.
It's right in the garage. If you need it, just come see me. I can lend it to you. So I thought it might be fun this morning to bring back What Did Barrett Say and let him explain how much fun vacation was.
What did Barrett say?
Subtle intro there. Subtle intro.
Understated.
Right. And I wanted the worst of vacation and the best of vacation.
Some of your favorite things and your not so favorite things from my vacation.
See, I really didn't have any not so favorite things. Just the fat on the steak. There was a bit of fat.
Wow, that kid has a good life.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Carson.
So for my birthday, which happened over vacation, 52 years old, I made it. I can't believe it. My wife made me steak and shrimp for dinner. Like, that was my birthday.
Surf and turf. That's delicious.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. It was just fantastic. But apparently, Barrett, not so much.
Just the fat on the steak. There's a bit of fat on the edge of it. Just being truthful.
The little fat on the edge of your steak.
Yes.
Is what you hated about my vacation.
Yes.
What was your favorite part about vacation?
Camping, golf, birthday parade, tennis.
Wait, slow down. We went camping.
Yeah, we did.
Tell everybody where we went.
I don't even know. Shawnee Crow Camping Ground. Ground.
Shawnee Crow. On Cape Cod, yes. Okay. And we went to the beach a lot at Sandy Neck.
Actually, I have it here. 4 days. Four. Beach.
You said golf?
On your birthday, and didn't another day we went golf, yeah.
You've become quite the golfer, you and Mom.
I don't know. Mom's starting to catch up to me.
I think Mom is passing you.
That just makes me sad.
So golf and steaks is this kid's life?
Technically, golf driving range.
Is Barrett an 8-year-old living in Florida? Yeah. Like, is he...
Wow.
Is he a Boca resident? I'm just confused.
We might introduce him to shuffleboard sometime soon.
Bocce.
Papa, there's too much fat on my steak. You're 9. You should be eating dino nuggets.
On the first day, I was like, okay, I'll be your influence. And now she's my influence.
And then you also said... Birthday parade. Oh my gosh, that was my favorite part of vacation.
It was?
Yeah, well, that was such an awesome surprise.
Are you sure? Because we built and shot a rocket.
Building the rocket and launching the rocket was fun. That's true, too.
Your priorities,
right? Something about your friends and family driving by and just dropping beers at your garage. I mean,
there was probably over 100 beers.
I think there was. Mom had the idea to make it...
like 52 beers.
Because it was my 52nd birthday.
Yes, yeah. And now we have... 100 beers.
Put a lot of beers in the fridge.
A lot of beers. He's taking them out slowly.
Define slowly.
Yeah. How many, how good of a dent did you put in that is what I want to know.
That's a great question. I don't know. We did go camping for a couple of days, just me and Barrett.
Oh, so Lana had a great vacation.
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. Me and Barrett were gone. She loaded up the cooler with the beers, and when I got back, I was like, man, you counted that out perfectly, because I drank the last three the day, last day of vacation. All right, so let's just a couple of more things here about what Barrett loved about our vacation.
And what else did you like about vacation?
Well, I did like that we built and shot a rocket. That was pretty
Yeah, awesome. You mentioned that one. That one was kind of cool.
That one was pretty awesome.
Were you surprised that the rocket launched without any problems?
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, I got hurt while we were camping. That's on Dad.
How was that on me?
Because I fell and I stumped on a rock.
And who cut themselves open opening the hot dogs?
Dad.
I did.
Of course you did.
I was using the knife on a tree. And while he's opening the hot dog, he cuts himself. The kid doesn't cut himself working with that tree, but the dad cuts himself opening a hot dog packet.
It's true.
Wild.
That pretty much summarizes my summer vacation. Here's to 2021, where we might be able to go a little bit further away from the house than just a few miles.
Yeah, that'd be nice if we could go like 100 miles from the house. That'd be kind of nice.
Love you.
Love you more.
So you gave the 9-year-old a knife.
So here's the thing. Forgot to take stuff for him to do while he and I were camping. Like
so smart.
A book or Uno or whatever.
Anything.
Just anything. And it's just me and him. And he has a lot of energy. And so I was like, you ever play with a pocket knife?
Yeah. Oh. Take this and run around for a bit.
Carson. Lana's going to hear this and be like, you did what?
And then I ended up stabbing myself opening up hot dogs. Summer vacation 2020. There it is.
Sounds like a lit 2 weeks. I'm really happy for you.
Welcome back.
Safety in numbers here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So if you missed it, Kennedy told us this story, maybe a month or so ago. Nick Cannon came under fire after some anti-Semitic comments he made on his podcast. He ended up getting fired from ViacomCBS, which owns his hit show Wild 'N Out, if you didn't know all of that. So at first, he doubled down. We read the lengthy Facebook post. He seemed to...
Yeah, he offered like a two-sentence apology.
And then went
and then wrote a five-page...
MLA format went in on ViacomCBS.
Right, about how, yes.
Yes. you have to, you know, bow down to these people and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Now it seems he wants to apologize and make things right with the Jewish community. He's set to appear on the American Jewish Committee's online show. It's called AJC Advocacy Anywhere. So according to this press release, a rabbi, his name is Norm Moranz, will moderate a conversation with Nick that covers anti-Semitism, racism, and mm-hmm. Black and Jewish relations, which I think is really good, that at least you're having a conversation, you're trying to educate yourself, mm-hmm. you're opening yourself up to, you know, to somebody like this rabbi who is going to right. show you that your comments were wrong and hurtful, and this is why.
It is it is so interesting to be you know, a small part of the Jewish community, and you know, because my father is Jewish. Now mm-hmm. I wasn't raised Jewish, but it was around, and it's not just a religion. It's also It's a people,
right?
It's and so, just kind of watching this all unfold, and then listening to some of my family talk about it and yep. hear what their thoughts on it. I hope he figures it out.
Yeah, you know? I applaud him for at least taking a step.
He has faith in his life, and I just think he, you know, he forgot about that, and we all make mistakes like that.
I was honestly surprised he didn't lose more of his gigs, because some of the stuff he said was wild.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. Really, really
like
hurtful.
He was, the line was here, and he was like a hop, skip, and a jump over here.
Yeah.
Right.
But listen, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
You know, and especially when you're in the public eye and you have a microphone in front of you and you're insulated from somebody being, you know, he's alone on that particular
right.
show, mm-hmm. and then he's interviewing a guest who has very particular views about that sort of thing, and he doesn't have somebody there to say, hey, you might have stepped over the line a little bit on that one, you know,
right.
there's nobody to reel him back, and he just dug his heels in, so.
In other Nick news, though, he has endorsed Kanye West for president. The way he sees it, he says we need another black man in power, so that one is a little...
Yeah, but is that the one...
You know, Dan,
I don't trust. Yeah, I'm out on Nick Cannon. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I just don't know how you
pitchy.
Can do that. But if you want to tune into that, you can later on today, which is good. Huh?
Was that? Did he have the song Icebox?
No, that's Omarion.
Oh, okay.
A national treasure, that Omarion.
Yeah. I was going to say.
No, you don't hate on Omarion.
No,
perfect.
I love that song, and it was going to hurt me to have to not like that song anymore.
No.
Okay.
Simon Cowell is on the mend after breaking his back in a biking accident. So he was with his partner, Lauren, and their two sons. They were just biking in their Malibu mansion, I guess, in the courtyard. Carson was like, how big is their courtyard that they were just taking this bike around? He endured more than 6 hours of surgery to repair the damage and insert a metal rod.
Wow.
Seems like he's feeling better, though. He's writing from his hospital bed. He said, if you buy an electrical bike, you might want to read the manual before you ride it for the first time. He also Ooh. Thanked everyone for their kind messages, the doctors and the nurses, saying that they were some of the nicest people he's ever met. But it looks like he's going to miss the first two live shows in the new America's Got Talent season. They're set to air this tomorrow and Wednesday.
That is scary.
So he'll miss the first two episodes. Yeah, breaking your back is... That must be the worst injury you could possibly do.
And he was just riding around in his courtyard.
Riding an electric bike. Like, yeah,
What is an electric bike? You don't pedal it?
No. It depends on, you know, if how much money he spent, which he
right. probably a lot.
Of,
yeah.
Probably went pretty fast.
So they have like pedal assist on some of them. So the ratio of the speed that you get with one pedal goes up exponentially. I rode one once, and I rode it down Newberry Street out of this bike shop. And I pedaled twice, and I was already going 28 miles an hour.
Right.
So it increases what you're getting out of the pedal. And so I can't imagine. He probably got on it. Or sometimes they're just like, they have handlebar.
Right. Because
yeah, I'm like trying to picture like a moped or a bicycle.
No, it's just a bicycle, but it's just...
On steroids?
Yeah.
But doing it like in front of your own home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just
driving around, oh, this is fun. And then next thing you know...
And then you get a broken back.
Didn't happen to Bono, I remember... Bono doing something like in the park in New York and same
and
thing.
Breaking his back.
Yeah, he didn't break his back, but he injured himself pretty severely.
Like a collarbone or something.
Central Park or something. Yeah.
Let's move on to JoJo and Demi Lovato. So my heart was beaming when I saw JoJo announce that Demi Lovato was going to be on part of her new deluxe Good to Know edition that's coming in a couple weeks. So JoJo said she admired Demi for so long, decided to take a chance and shoot her a text. Here's what that sounded like.
Oh, I...
Sorry, 32.
32. All right, thank you. Here we go.
She is so supportive and so, so sweet. And actually, her and Sam Smith were talking about how much they love my new album because they put out a song together and they did like this joint interview. And I texted her and I'm like, girl, thank you so much for, you know, for listening and showing love. And we started going back and forth. think she told me that Lonely Hearts was one of her favorites. And I was like, why don't you get on it? And she was like, okay. So really, it was like that. And we were able to make it happen, even though we recorded it in separate places.
So after Demi and Sam Smith did this interview, they were just talking about how much they enjoyed JoJo's album, Good to Know. Mm-hmm. And JoJo was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot her a text. And now they're going to be remixing a song together. Well, they already recorded it. So the remix of Lonely Hearts will be released on August 28th, as well as so many other remixes on the deluxe edition of JoJo's album. And I just can't wait to hear their voices together.
I was just going to say, their voices
together?
That's going to be pretty strong.
And you know, it's difficult to not record in the same studio and kind of vibe along with each other, but mm-hmm. I think they're both so talented in their own right that mm-hmm. recording in separate studios probably wasn't a big deal for them. But I just love that it happened over text message.
Yeah, I was listening to something over the weekend, and it was something new where it was a collaboration between two artists,
mm-hmm.
and it was really good, and I just wondered if they had done it together or apart, because it was just... I don't know how you do that.
Well, even with Taylor Swift, she would record and then send it to Jack Antonoff and record and send it to Bon Iver. Like,
that's got
to
be tough.
It is. But
like, you'd want to be there.
Absolutely. You want to be able to be vibing off of each other in the same studio, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that to happen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Mix 104.1, it's Carson and Kennedy. Kennedy off on vacation this week, and here we are, another... on the precipice of bad news regarding COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
and that the governor has said we got to slow things down because there has been an uptick in the number of cases, that we're having these parties, we're getting together, we're spreading the virus, we're not doing a great job, and we got to lock it down a little bit. And so I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to Dr. Sal again, but we can't talk to Dr. Sal unless we play his wonderful opener first.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you. However, let's be honest, none of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
Dr. Sal is our favorite doctor. He's a public health doctor. Good morning, Dr. Sal.
Good morning.
So I want to start first. We heard the news from the governor on Friday that they're going to slow down the rollout. They're actually we're taking a step backward. And there's been a slight uptick in the number of cases. And I wonder if you can talk about that a little bit and why you think that is happening.
Sure. I would say it's a pause. You know, we hit the pause button. Part of reopening includes the risk of increasing transmission. And that has happened. I don't think it's a drastic increase, but what we don't want is to happen what happened in other parts of the country, such as Florida, Texas, and California. So, I mean, as it stands right now, there's five states make up for almost 50% of the new cases in the last month. So,
wow.
we definitely don't want to be part of that. And I know this is going to be very difficult and challenging for a lot of industries. I mean, I heard the wedding venue industry is you know, now crippled. And but, you know, we're Americans. We're tough. We're going to figure this out. I heard a great story over the weekend. 100 at a wedding, now 50. It's a four-hour wedding. First 50 people got the first 2 hours. Second 50 people got the next 2 hours. We can figure this out. We can do it.
That is so smart.
I never would have thought of that. 617-931-1234. By the way, if you have a question for Dr. Sal about anything regarding COVID-19 and the pandemic and helping stop the spread, again, it's 617-931-1234. And I got to talk to you about school. And I know we talked about this ad nauseum, but we're now seeing all of these schools that have already started back in the Midwest, down south. And it's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is going to change what our plan is here?
So, you follow, the state has guidelines, and then every school committee and system have to come up with what they're choosing and can they safely do it. And there's so many factors. I have a friend who's in one of the school systems, and we've got to successfully do something, right? We can't do nothing. I think everybody knows that children do better in school than remote learning. But if we can't safely do that, then we have to come up with plan B. And whether it's a cohort or bubble plan, whether it's remote, we have to do something to continue to educate our children. And I think we're going to, the next 7 days are going to be very telling for your school system. Definitely get yourself educated. Go on the Massachusetts Department of Public Health website regarding school reopening. And also check the CDC website as well.
Dr. Sal, in terms of a vaccine, I know that's kind of what we're all trying to focus on, trying to be so hopeful that we will have one in the next coming months, hopefully before the end of the year. What are your thoughts about that moving forward? Have there been more, you know, breakthroughs in these different studies that we've been seeing? Do you think that we will have one by Christmas time, let's say, and how that will go with the rollout of it all?
Sure. So there's two things that we continue to focus on. One is treatment. And then the other is a vaccine. And we really need both to be successful mm-hmm. in the long term, because we know not everyone's going to take the vaccine. At this point, the manufacturing of the vaccine continues. Moderna is definitely making great progress.
Yes.
So kudos to them.
Yes, we bought those four stock. We got four shares.
We're the wolves of Wall Street.
Or five shares. We own five shares in Moderna.
You know, I saw that in February, and I saw it was like $23 a share. So I'm not sure where it is now, but hopefully you guys are going to do very well.
Yeah, we didn't get it at $23.
We got it at $86, and it's like at $74. So we've lost money on this. Hang on 1 second. I want to grab Colleen, who is from Milla. She has a question for you. Good morning, Colleen.
Morning.
What do you want to ask Dr. Sal?
I want to know if he thinks that the numbers might be slightly skewed about the uptick because of the state now mandating people to get the test done to travel and to go back to school, that these asymptomatic people might now be getting tested, whereas before they wouldn't have gotten tested.
That's a great point. I think the uptick was prior to August 1st, though, so I don't think that could play a role now, but actually we're seeing the numbers. I think it was like low 200s over the weekend, so I don't think that has come to fruition yet, and I'm not sure that the total number of testing with this new, you know, reentry back into Massachusetts, I don't think the number has surged yet. But you make a very valid point. If the testing does surge associated with a reentry into Massachusetts, the numbers will go up. Right. We know that. You're correct.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you for the question. Sue is a social worker in a school. What did you want to ask Dr. Sal, Sue?
Can you talk a little bit about the closed vent air systems? None of our windows open, and the air just circulates through the building all day.
Sure. So depending on everyone's building, environment, age of school, that is something that you're definitely going to want to bring up to your school committee administrator. There are a minimum amount of air exchanges per hour based on when your school was constructed. So, and then of course there's the filtration system. If you look at planes right now, their filtration system is operating at max capacity, changing the air in the plane every 3 minutes, close to 100%. We don't have that technology in the schools, but I think the most important thing is if everyone is wearing a face covering and a mask, that is going to greatly reduce that exposure. Right. But definitely contact your facilities at the school.
Yeah, okay. It's a behavioral school, and I can't imagine these kids are going to leave masks on. So I'm a little nervous.
That's going to be tough. All right, well, thank you, Sue. We appreciate that very much. All right, Dr. Sal, I love talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it more when we don't have to talk to you about the pandemic anymore.
I know. We could have like a normal conversation.
Yeah. Let's just have him on to talk about the Red Sox when it's all over.
Seriously. Right. Anything you want.
Yes. Can we talk about prostates? That would be more interesting.
We think about our starting pitching.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Sal. We appreciate it again this morning.
You're welcome.
All right.
You guys have a great week.
All right. You too. And if we didn't get to your question this morning, I do apologize for that. Please text him in, and then we'll get to it right away next week. We'll have him back on again at about this time. 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.